I want to share in this segment one of the three components that I may have shared earlier about that make up the dynamics for recovery. And the component I want to talk about right now is a component of spirituality. And spirituality, in my observation and in my experience, is the most important component to recovery. I'm going to talk right now a little bit about AA and NA, and then I'm going to talk about the spirituality of the Bible. But AA and NA has done a lot to help people in recovery of alcohol and drug addiction. But the platform is good. It contains the other two dynamics that we're going to be talking about down the road here, and that is community and education. And so the spirituality of NAAA, especially let's go with AA since it was established first, is basically using the steps that a man named Bill Wilson put together, 12 steps of AA, called the 12-step program. Bill Wilson had an encounter with Jesus Christ when he was about in the middle of his life. And he was a alcoholic, had a tremendous addiction problem. A friend of his, I believe his name was Ebby, had the same type of drinking problem. And Ebby had received Christ into his life and had gotten involved with the church and came and talked to Bill about how Jesus Christ was able to help him overcome his alcohol addiction. Bill Wilson really wasn't a spiritual man at the time, and he didn't really buy into it, but he did see the change in Ebby. And eventually, as he listened to Ebby over a short period of time, he became convinced that he needed something. And that something ended up being Jesus Christ. Bill Wilson, if you read his testimony in some of his early books, will testify that he had a full-on encounter with Jesus Christ while he was locked up in a sanitarium. In fact, the doctor who was administering care to Bill Wilson at the time, before he had his encounter with Jesus Christ, told Bill that his problem was so bad that as a doctor he didn't know what he could do to help him, but he believed if anything could help him, it would be spirituality and an encounter with God, even though the doctor himself really wasn't a believer in God. But Bill Wilson pursued his relationship with Jesus Christ, and he got involved with the church, and he had such a zeal to want to found a ministry to alcoholics that he, in a sense, drove everyone crazy around him because his zeal was so strong. He really had tunnel vision in that he wanted the whole church to minister to those who were addicted to alcohol. The church tried to embrace his vision as much as they could, but they just didn't have the same type of zeal that he had. And he was out on the streets dragging alcoholics in, and again, his zeal was so much that eventually the church was kind of hindering him from doing what he felt was so important to do. And so that's when he broke away, and he had some mentors, and he began to lay down the foundation for the 12 steps of AA. If you were to study out the 12 steps in the original literature, you would find that they are all based on Scripture. And so I have no problem with AANA working when it's based on the biblical model that Bill Wilson originally received. It's changed quite a bit since then, and I have been a part of some of the bigger alcohol rehab, secular alcohol rehabs here in San Diego County. And some of the ones that I were involved with, they were pro-faith, pro-spirituality in whatever area that worked for a person. And most of them knew that the Bible was the strongest area for them to find faith in, to help them with their spirituality. But over the years, even as I've been involved, they've taken an approach that kind of ostracized Christianity. AA and A will say you can believe in any God, any higher power that you want, but the people who are the accountability partners, the mentors of those who are in AA, their sponsors, will most of the time say, yeah, well, you don't want to bring up, though, Jesus Christ in the meeting. And so I believe that as the years go on here, we're going to find that AA and NA are going to lose their effectiveness in the lives of people the more that they get away from the biblical foundation. And that we're going to see more and more, and we are seeing more and more Christian programs that have adopted the 12-step approach but have stayed biblically based. We're going to see that those are the programs that are going to get more attention, or at least be able to be more effective in people's lives as the years go on. But a lot of people come to a partial, what I would call a partial victory over their alcoholism, going through NA and AA meetings. And a lot of people, even in the NA and AA meetings, find Christ. NA and AA is a great starting point for someone who is spiritually afraid of churches, afraid of the Bible. It can be a great place to start. We've seen again, miracles that happen in recovery and NA and AA meetings, but they're mostly accredited to the fact that God did intervene in people's lives. I believe that Christ is looking down, God is looking down at anyone who is looking to Him for help. And sometimes I believe that He will intervene even if somebody is calling their God a coffee cup or a pack of cigarettes. God will help them and bring them along, intervene in their life to get them to know Him better. And there will come a time and place in each person's life that attends AA and NA where God is working, that they'll have to make a decision whether they're going to give their higher power a name, the real name who's helping them. And I believe that name is Jesus Christ. So I'm not against AA and NA, but I don't believe it's as stable as a person putting their trust and their life in the hands of Jesus Christ. And so James 4:8 says, come near to God and He'll come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. So any good that comes from AA is actually coming from God. John 15:5 says, without me you can do nothing. That's what Jesus said there. And so, really, there is no recovery without Jesus Christ being behind it somehow. Without a changed nature, we'll still be enslaved to a destructive nature. We'll continue to destroy ourselves while we are clean and sober. And so, again, while NA and AA are good at bringing some stability into the lives of people, they don't deal with the real problem, and that's sin. The Bible deals with sin. The atonement of Christ deals with the sin penalty and the sin nature. And I'm not going to proclaim that once you accept Christ, you're perfect. By no means are we. But it is the way to receive the real power in our lives to be able to have a greater stability in our lives. We can get sober. We can get clean. But if we still are not dealing with the other areas of sin in our lives, we basically just continue to do the other things that are destroying our lives. We just do them sober instead of being drunk. So the Bible says in Proverbs 22:15 that foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. And Jeremiah 17:9 says that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? So we can get sober, but we still have to deal with the attitudes of our heart in so many different areas. The 12 steps do do help in dealing with some of this sinful nature. But ultimately, we need the power of God to change us from the inside. We can only do so much changing on the outside. We cannot crucify ourselves. We cannot bring ourselves into the disciplines that we want to by ourselves. We need a power, an internal power, and an eternal power to change us. And that's what the Holy Spirit does when we accept Jesus Christ into our hearts. The Holy Spirit comes in and begins to change us from the inside out. So we need salvation. We need to come to a place where we believe a power is greater than ourselves can restore us to sanity. And Jesus would tell people many times that they were not far from salvation. And that's where I believe NA and AA attendees are. They're not far from salvation. There's enough there to bring them to Christ. They're really close. But they need to take the further steps that they need to do to turn their lives over to Jesus Christ and make Him their higher power. Again, 2 Corinthians 5:17-18 says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given us the ministry of reconciliation." 2 Peter 1:3-11 talks about how Christ will give us all things that we need that pertain to life and godliness. And so we need to ask ourselves, you know, have we applied the Bible message into our lives? And have we applied, or have we helped lead others to salvation? Because that's what they need in order to get total power and victory in their lives, to overcome addiction. Someone told me one time that loving someone and forgiving someone is not the same thing. And so we want to talk about what forgiveness is. It's a pretty hard subject, and but it's one of the pivotal subjects that each and every one of us have to deal with in order to walk in recovery. Usually the issues of forgiveness or lack of forgiveness or holding on to bitterness or hurt are the very things that drive us into our addiction. And so I want to talk about forgiveness in the next section.